This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue a study of some of the reasons why Jesus and the early church were hated. And I continue today by pointing out that the early church was hated because they proclaimed Jesus Christ as the King, the Prophet, and the Priest. That is, He was the King in the sense that He alone is the ruler. It is He alone who has the authority to speak. In the giving of the Great Commission, Jesus said, "All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. Now, no mere human being and no group of human beings has the right to be the ruler of the Lord's kingdom. Christ is the King, and He alone. Further, He is the prophet, in the sense that only He has the right to tell us what message should be preached. And in the giving of the Great Commission, according to Mark's record, we find in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Now note, Jesus did not authorize the preaching of any message other than the gospel. We find further, He is the priest in the sense that He is the high priest. Only through Him can we go to God. No mere man on this earth can be a priest for another man. As a matter of fact, every person who is baptized into Christ is a priest. We find this is the case in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. No one has to go through some so-called priest as over against being a laity or as over against a clergyman, but rather Christ is the high priest, and each member of the body of Christ is a priest and has the right to go to God through that high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this isn't popular with many people. They do not like the simplicity of the gospel. They do not like the fact that the gospel humbles all men to basically the same level, in the sense that we're all one in Christ Jesus. Another reason why Jesus and the early church were hated was because the church proclaimed the church as the body of Christ. Now, we find in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, there are 7 basic items which constitute a sort of an epitome of the gospel. And in each case it says there is one. There is one God. There is one Lord. That is, one Lord Jesus Christ. There is one Spirit. That is, one Holy Spirit, the guider of those who wrote the Bible, the revelator of the message of God. There is one hope. That is, the hope of everlasting life in heaven. There is one faith. That is, one message, the gospel, the faith, the word of God, the truth. All of those are expressions which refer to the gospel of Christ. And there is one baptism, immersion in water, unto the remission of sins by the authority of Jesus Christ. And there is one body, which Paul has identified earlier in the same book, in the first chapter, in the 22nd and 23rd verses, as being the church. Since the body is the church, and since there is one body, there is therefore one church. According to Bible teaching, every person who obeys the gospel is added by the Lord to that church. You see, when you obey the Lord in being baptized unto the remission of sins, the Lord does not leave it up to that person to go off and find some human denomination to join. Rather, the Lord Himself adds one to the church for which He died. Now, this is not popular with many people. The simplicity of the gospel is rejected by men. It has ever been the common practice of man to want to invent a message of his own. But the Bible teaches there is one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, which brings us into the one body. Be with us next time as we continue this very vital and important study of why Jesus and the early church were hated.